Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. My name is Tom Haynes. I'm your host. And today is episode 40. Covered a lot of topics in those 40 episodes. And thank you all. I am humbled every time I think about how many people are out there listening. And hopefully I can impact a lot of you and help a lot of you. And that's the goal. And today we're going to continue, after skipping a week, we're going to continue with our delve into the topic, Success as an Air Traffic Controller is a Choice. And base this series on John Maxwell's book. Pardon me, John Maxwell's book, Success is a Choice. And hopefully in going through it, you guys have been able to see how we can take these ideas that John Maxwell has and kind of see how they apply to us as air traffic controllers in general, and to you guys as students of air traffic control specifically. And so we've gone through a bunch of it, and we may or may not finish it today. We'll see. But first, we're going to go through cultivate good relationships. And in previous episodes of the podcast, I've talked about, you know, some of the things that you can do to get ready to go to the academy. And one of those things is have your relationships outside of the academy strong. Have a good support system through family, friends. And the reason you want to have that strong is you don't want to be having other issues affecting you while you're at the academy. You're going to have more than enough to deal with at the academy. You don't need to have family issues coming up or relationship issues with a significant other. And I have seen student after student after student struggle when they have things like this come up. And so cultivate good relationships. Nothing will influence your talent as much as the important relationships in your life. And I wholeheartedly agree with that. Now, when I went through the academy back in, you know, the Stone Age, 1988, I was not married. I had been dating my girlfriend for 4 years through college, and then a couple years after college. And it was really, you know, my going to the academy was setting us up to get married. And so I had that. My parents were very supportive. I actually had family in Oklahoma City. I was actually born in Oklahoma City. So I had family that I could go to. My grandmother even stayed with her for, I think, the first week I was up there. But I had aunts and uncles and some cousins up there. I didn't see them that much while I was up there, but I could have because they were there. And so that's what I mean. It's, you may not be as blessed as I was to actually have family up there, but in today's world, much more than in 1988, you can stay close with family while you're in Oklahoma City. It's very doable. FaceTime, you know, phone calls don't cost, you know, hundreds of dollars like they used to. And so it's really important to have those relationships and have people that you can go to, okay? So the impact of relationships, You know, almost all of our sorrows can be traced to relationships with the wrong people, and most of our joys to relationships with the right people. And if you think about it throughout your life, yes, that is incredibly true. And so what we want to do as controllers, as students, is surround ourselves with those good relationships. And as we go through this, we're going to see the importance of surrounding yourself with good relationships, figuring out the relationships that aren't so good, and deciding what you're going to do with that. Okay? So the impact of some relationships take from us. All relationships require you to give some energy. The question is, how much energy do they require? And so some relationships, and I'll just say these are the negative type relationships, they're going to draw more energy from you than you get from them. And, you know, let's face it, there are going to be some relationships like that. When you're faced with the, you know, 2 or 3 months at the academy that you have, you really have to decide if you can put those negative relationships on hold for just that period of time, and maybe even extend that into your training period at your first facility. And it may be worth it to just put the negative relationships on hold a little bit. Some relationships add to us. Some relationships make us better. They energize, inspire, and validate us. They lift us up, and they give us joy. And I'm sure, I hope, that each one of us has relationships like that, because, number one, you deserve to have relationships like that. You deserve to have relationships that lift you up and give you joy. Okay? And those are the relationships that you, while you're at the academy, you're going to need to lean on even more so than normal. I've said it before, I'll say it again. What you're going through at the academy, what you're going through at a CTI school, what you're going through to try and learn this air traffic control business is not easy. And in a lot of ways, it's not normal to go through it. Okay? And so you're going to need some relationships that just build you up, that re-energize you, and have someone that you can go to that you know when you get off that phone call, or you get off a FaceTime or a Zoom even, you know, anything like that, you know that when you get off that with them, that you're going to feel better. You're going to have more energy, and you're going to feel better about where you are. And then some relationships are pivotal to our lives. A few relationships have such a tremendous impact that they change the course of your life. And I will say that I remember, as far as air traffic goes, I remember my A lead when I was at the academy. I remember the lead. I don't remember their names, but I can distinctly picture them. And I can remember conversations that I had with both of them. And then I definitely remember my trainers, both or at Brownsville, at Dallas Love, at Fort Worth Center. I remember the people that trained me at the academy when I went up there to become an instructor. And these people have a lasting impact on my life. And you are going to, each one of you are going to have these people that make an incredible lasting impact on your career as an air traffic controller. And hopefully, in a small part, this podcast can play one of those roles and be a resource that you can go to when you have questions and when you have doubts and when you have, you know, just times when you need to hear someone that may build you up. And hopefully that's what I can accomplish as part of this podcast. And so you are going to have pivotal relationships as an air traffic controller. It's just going to happen. And you're going to have quite a few of them. And they will have a lasting impact on you. Hopefully for the good. Okay, five signs of a good relationship. One is mutual enjoyment. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. And, you know, relating this to air traffic control, you're going to have people that you enjoy working around. And hopefully, as you're going through the academy, your classmates will be that. Do whatever you can to cultivate great relationships with your classmates. You're going through this together. You're suffering together. You're rejoicing together. You're going through those highs. You're going through the lows together. And if you can create a great atmosphere in your class, it will help and benefit everyone in the class. Okay? I've seen classes pull together and get most and very nearly all of the class through. And I've seen classes that, you know, just kind of, they were half-hearted about it. And it's tough. It's tough. Another sign of a good relationship is respect. And, you know, there again, at the academy, it's you have to respect each other, but then you also have to earn that next step of respect. Okay, and so be willing to do that. Be willing to earn people's respect and not just your classmate. Be willing to earn your lead and A lead's respect. Be willing to learn your instructor's respect. And then, you know, either later on in this podcast or the next podcast, we'll go through some extra things related to that. And then number three, you have shared experiences. And in the book, John Maxwell says, going through a significant experience with another person creates a mutual bond. The experience can be positive or it can be negative. And we all need others to lean on and to celebrate with. And shared experiences give us those opportunities. You are going to be going through this with your class. You're not alone when you go through the academy. You're going to have classmates. You're going to have instructors. You may decide that you want to have a coach alongside you. But those shared experiences become incredibly significant. And here again, you know, I'm in my 60s, very early 60s, but I'm in my 60s. I don't remember names as well as I used to, but I do remember people's faces. And everyone in my class, I can picture. And I ended up going to Brownsville and working with one of them. Two more of my classmates were in Harlingen, 45 minutes away. Two more classmates were in McAllen, another 45 minutes away. You know, you go through this incredible shared experience of the academy or CTI school. And just like those pivotal relationships, you know, that were my instructors, a lot of the pivotal relationships were also my classmates and who I was going through training with. Okay, and that is going to apply to you as well. There was nothing out of the ordinary or extraordinary about my experiences. They're the experiences that you guys go through at the academy all the time. And then number four, trust. Trust is both a joy of a relationship and a necessary component. Think about any of the significant relationships that you have, especially the good ones, but even some of the negative ones. Trust is always a component of a good relationship. And the lack of trust is almost always a component of a negative relationship. And so as you're going through the academy, you really do, as you're practicing especially, you're trusting each other to do the job that you have during that practice. Used to tell my class, when you're running non-radar problems, you have to have at least three people involved. There's the controller, there's the remote, and then there's the person, your classmate, who is acting as the instructor, who is catching mistakes. And you have to, as both the controller and the remote, you have to trust that that third person is going to catch your mistakes. Because we all know that it's not just practice that makes you better. It's practicing well that will make you better. You have to practice right. You have to practice the things right. You have to get the phraseology right. You have to get the strip marking right. It has to be there, and you have to trust that third person to be that, because you can't really self-regulate. If there are two of you, you're not going to be able to run the problem in a good way. You're going to have to, you know, keep stopping the clock or things like that in order to get through the problem. Have that third person who can either on the spot tell you or write stuff down and go over it with you after you finish. Either way is good. Either way will work. And then number five, reciprocity. Big word. Relationships that continue to be one-sided won't be solid. And so it has to be reciprocal. Both of you have to be getting something from it. And at the academy, you are going to do that as you practice, as you help each other. I will tell you, and 100% believe that it is imperative that you get to the point in the academy where you can explain what's going on to someone else. Okay? When you get to that point, that signifies that you understand what you're being told and what you're going through. And so if you can explain it, then that takes you to another level. If you can help your classmates, that takes you to another level. Okay? You're giving back. And I will tell you, as we talk about later on, you're not going to have all the answers. You're going to have weaknesses. Your teammates are going to have other weaknesses, and they'll be strong in areas that you might be weak in. And so that's why you have to be part of the class. And one of the subjects coming up is going to be on teamwork. And it is ultra important. You cannot do something this significant and this difficult on your own. Okay, and then reviewing relationships. You have to identify the most important people in your life. You have to assess whether they are influencing you in the right direction. Okay, and especially when you're trying to go through something like the academy, like a CTI school, you absolutely need positive relationships in your life. And you may have to set those negative relationships aside for a time and for a period. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And it allows both of you to grow. And those negative relationships sometimes turn into, after a period of time away, they come back and they turn into a good relationship. Okay? So identify the important people and then assess whether they're leading you and influencing you in the right direction. And then number three, if your friends aren't friends, then make new friends.
Life is too short to spend it with people who pull you in the wrong direction. And it's too short
not to invest in others.
Especially at the academy, it is too short a period of time to get distracted and pulled in directions you don't need to be pulled in while you're there. Okay? And so if your friends aren't
friends you need at that time, then get new friends. It's tough, but it's just something that you need to do.
Okay, so the next section is on commit to responsibility. And this one, as I was going and writing down some notes, it was going to be a little bit tougher than some of the other subjects, but we'll wade our way through it. So commit to responsibility. Nothing adds muscle to talent like responsibility. It lifts talent to a new level and increases its stamina.
And then one thing to remember in our society, especially today, and it's been heading this way for several decades, responsibility is often the last choice that people desire to make. Okay, so from the standpoint of the academy, responsibility comes when you may not want to study, you may not want to practice, but you need to. And you may not want to study those areas that you're weak in. You may not want to practice something that you've gotten written up for several times, okay?
But you have to. You have to, because you do have to reach a certain level of talent in each of these areas in order to pass, okay? And so you have to take responsibility for that. Okay, the strength of responsibility. Our culture
today, and it's been this way for several decades as well,
our culture overvalues talent
and undervalues responsibility. And what we don't see in our lives today when we're looking at other people
and we see
talent, whether it's athletic talent, whether it's acting talent, whether it's musical talent,
We see the talent, we see the end product.
What we don't see is how each of those people were responsible enough to cultivate their talent, to work on their talent, to increase their talent to the point where we see them. Okay, we don't see what goes on behind the scenes, and we don't see all the work that these people did to get to the level that they are. And I can tell you, as a soccer player, as a college soccer player,
the amount of work that has to go into it, and I look at athletes today, and I'm like, oh my.
The amount of time and effort spent in weight rooms, in film rooms, in practice, on the field or on the court is amazing. And yet we don't see that. When we're watching a game, we don't see all the effort that goes into getting to the level that these athletes have gotten to. I played tenor saxophone in high school. And when we look at musicians, we don't see all the effort and time and practice and dedication that goes into getting to the point where they are. It fascinates me to watch musicians who have taken the talent and desire that they had, and they have worked as hard as they could and have gotten to a point where I mean, it's just amazing what they do. It's amazing to me what athletes do. I love watching hockey because I can't believe they do what they do while skating around on ice. I could not do that. I've had people come up to me, you know, like I said, I was a soccer player, and they asked me, how do you do what you do with your feet and your head, and you don't use your arms, you don't use your hands? And, you know, we see all this talent. We don't see what goes on behind it. We don't see the hours and hours and hours of work. And as a student at the academy, you're going to have an opportunity to watch instructors run problems, both in non-radar, radar, and I'm fairly sure the terminal, the tower does the same thing. And you're going to see them work a problem and make it look so incredibly easy. And they'll be able to talk to you and explain to you things that they're thinking as they're going through the problem. But what you don't see is the years and years and years of practice and getting better and better at their craft that they have put in. It's not just something where they decided, oh, I'm going to be good, I'm going to be an instructor. And they were. Poof. It doesn't happen that way. It never happens that way. So talent can take you so far, but being responsible to practice, being responsible to that talent is really what's going to take you to heights that you can't even imagine. So, how responsibility helps talent? Number one, responsibility provides the foundation of success. When people respond to a call for responsibility by giving their best, good things happen. And so, I am giving you a call to responsibility. If you're at the academy, if you're at a CTI school, especially if you're at the academy, be responsible. Take your talent to another level by being responsible to practice, by being responsible to become better every day. That is your goal. Become better every day. Number two, responsibility handled correctly leads to more responsibility. And I'm just going to read a story from John Maxwell's book. And I'll just read it. And it says, years ago, the editor of the Bellefontaine, Ohio Examiner, sent a news reporter to cover a big game. The reporter returned to the paper with no report. Where's the story? Asked the editor. No report, replied the reporter. What? Growled the editor. And why not? And the reporter goes, no game. No game? What happened? Quizzed the editor. The stadium collapsed. The editor goes, well, then where's the report on the collapse of the stadium? And the reporter goes, well, that wasn't my assignment, sir. And then people who handle their responsibilities well will get the opportunity to handle additional responsibilities. And those who don't. And so, you know, as far as from an academy standpoint, be responsible to practice, be responsible to learn, be responsible to do what you have to do, be responsible to help those around you. Okay? And just relating a story from my experiences at the academy, each of the classes that I was a part of had a leader or leaders. In several classes, it was multiple people. And it's not someone who just steps up and says, I'm going to be the leader. It's someone who ends up being the leader. And they may not even have wanted that position, but they end up in that position because they are responsible, because they do commit
to relationships like we talked about earlier. And those leaders are so important to a class. I had one class where the leader of the class actually had an unfortunate incident happen, and it was a total misunderstanding, but he was asked to leave. And the class struggled after he left. And he wasn't the most gifted student in the class. He was more than likely the oldest person in the class, but he was the leader of the class. And it affected the class so much. And and it wasn't something that he actually tried to be the leader. He just was. And I think we all know people who are like that. They don't try to be the leader. They just end up being the leader because of who they are and what they do. So number three, responsibility maximizes ability and opportunity. Responsibility increases our abilities and gives us opportunities by causing us to take action and to make things happen. And an author wrote, "It is priceless to find a person," and I'll insert student, "who will take responsibility, who will finish and follow through to the final detail." And I can tell you, as an instructor, as a lead instructor, as a row instructor, it is priceless to find a student who will take that responsibility, who will finish each task, and who will follow through to the final detail. I cannot emphasize that enough. If you become that person, you will succeed as an air traffic controller. It may not be 100%, but it's 99.99%. Okay, that is huge. Take responsibility, finish the task, and follow through on that task to the final detail before you go on. Okay, and then responsibility over time builds a solid reputation. And we talked about that. We talked about becoming a leader. My goal for each and every one of you that's going through the academy is not just that you pass, but that you excel, that you become, each one of you becomes one of those leaders. That is my goal for each and every one of you. Yes, the initial goal is to pass, but what I really, truly desire for each one of you going through the academy is that you don't just pass, but you excel and you become the best that you can be. And then responsibility and action. Number one, just start where you are. And even if your track record hasn't been good up to now, you can change. And being responsible and following through is always a choice. And the sobering thing to remember is only you can make that choice. I can't make the choice for you. I can't make the choice to follow through on each of the tasks. I can't make the choice for you to study when you need to study, because I'm not there and I'm not you. You have to make that choice. Okay, number two, choose your friends wisely. And we talked about that in the last section. And then make sure, okay, we're going on this journey that is the academy, that is air traffic control. Make sure you have the right traveling companions for this journey. Okay, and then here's one that I'm not sure really applies, but as to us as air traffic controllers, or for you at the academy, but stop blaming others. And there's a quote from Oprah Winfrey, of all people, and doing the best at this moment puts you in the best place for the next moment. And then focus on the present and do your best. If you make a mistake or fail, find whatever fault you can inside yourself and try to do better the next time around. I will tell you, in my years as a coach, a soccer coach, in my years as an instructor, as a trainer at various facilities, at every facility I was at, I was a trainer. I really want you to get this and understand it. Make mistakes. But do something. Do something. Even if it's wrong. As an instructor, as a trainer, as a coach, I can help you change that wrong action to a right action. But what I can't do is change inaction to action. So do something. If you come to a point in a scenario, non-radar, radar, tower, doesn't matter. You come to a point in a scenario and you can't figure it out. Well, do something. The instructor can help you if you do something. They can't help you if you don't do anything. Okay? And then number four, learn responsibilities, major lessons. Recognize that gaining success means practicing self-discipline. And then, this is important. What you start, finish. Not just overall, you know, starting the academy, finishing the academy, starting CTI, finishing CTI. When you're in the scenarios, when you start a task, finish that task. Okay? Don't go on until you've finished it. And then responsible people follow through. They finish. And then know when others are depending on you. And we talked about that when you're training, when you're practicing. Talent does not succeed on its own. And if you desire to be successful, you will need others. You will need others. Okay? And then don't expect others to step in for you. Many people sit back and wait for someone else to step up and take the responsibility. I can tell you from my time at the academy, I may have seen a dozen people in 5 years, maybe two dozen people in 5 years who kind of had that attitude. You're not going to get very far at the academy if you wait for others to do what you can step up and do. And then number five, make tough decisions and stand by them. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Like I just said a moment ago, make decisions. They may be the wrong decisions. As an instructor, as a coach, I can help you with that. I can help you with that. And we can change those decisions from wrong decisions to right decisions. But if you won't make decisions, I can't help you. Okay? And then live beyond yourself. And this is the idea of taking responsibility beyond yourself and serving others. Okay? And then I want to leave this section, and I think we'll leave today's episode with this quote from the book. If you want your life to be a magnificent story, then realize that you are its author. Every day, you have the chance to write a new page in that story. And at the academy, it's amazing because you can go in and have a horrible session and a horrible scenario, separation errors, phraseology errors you haven't had before, coordination errors you haven't had before. You can have the world's worst scenario. And if it's your first scenario of the day, you have two more. You can change it. If it's your last scenario of the day, you can come back tomorrow and change it. That's what taking responsibility at the academy is like. That's what it is. Not focusing so much on what just happened, even if it's a non-radar eval, even if it's your first radar eval, realize that your next run, your next scenario, your next eval starts from zero. Do what you know how to do. Make decisions. When you start a task, follow through on a task, and you will get through it. And I have seen people totally and completely bomb their first radar scenario to the point of a 3. Still pass. That shows integrity. That shows character. That shows that you're not willing to let one kick in the gut determine what you're going to be. And you determine that you're going to get up off the floor, up off the ground, and you're going to keep going on. And you're going to finish and accomplish that dream and that goal that you've set before yourself. Okay? So, it is a choice that you make each and every time you step into the lab, each and every time you step onto the academy. It's every time when you're making a decision of, do I practice or not? That's a choice that you make. And that is what I mean by success as an air traffic controller. Is a choice. And it's a choice that you can make. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for putting up with me for another day, another episode. For those of you at the Academy, continue to hang in there. Hang in there and keep going. If you need anything, if you're at the Academy and you need help, you have a question, call me. It won't cost you. Call me, email me. It won't cost you. Okay? We can discuss if you want to continue getting calls or talking to me, then we can discuss price. But that initial call, that initial time, don't worry. It's not going to cost you. Okay? And then we can get into other things. But thank you so much again for listening. Thank you for your time. If you want to email me, it's TomHaines@sidebysideatc.com. The website is sidebysideatc.com. And I will be making some changes to some things on there. That's for later. But again, thank you for listening, and just realize that wherever you are on your journey as an air traffic controller, that you're not alone, and that whether it's this podcast, whether it's emailing me, whether it's calling me, just remember that you do have someone who is willing to walk through this journey with you side by side. Have a great day. Bye.